investigation. The Baltimore County Council has passed the fiscal 2026 budget. The $4.8 billion spending plan provides funding for school and county building improvements, cost of living pay increases for firefighters, police, and county employees. Stein on sports and the Fox 45 weather forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
More from Orioles general manager Mike Elias as the Birds and Red Sox get set for a day-night doubleheader today in Boston. The GM was asked if he's concerned about the lack of Major League coaching experience among Tony Mancelino and his staff.
It's a young staff. That's something that I'm aware of. There's a relative inexperience, but it's a very talented group. A lot of major league playing experience in the group and a lot of good baseball intellect in the group. So I'm working with these guys every day, trying to figure out and troubleshoot what we can do to get these guys playing better.
Indy 500 this Memorial Day weekend. The rookie Robert Schwartzman won the pole position for the race, making him the first rookie pole winner since 1983.
Coming here, I was just dreaming about it, and here we are. And, as one of the guys who were asking me questions, he said, it's quite a good coincidence. Your car number is 83, and the last rookie to take pole position was in 1983.
And finally, sad news to report, Jim Henneman, a staple at Orioles games since the team arrived in 1954, and a longtime sports writer for the News American, The Sun, and Press Box, has passed away after an 18-month battle with cancer. As a youth, the Baltimore native pitched for Calvert Hall College High School and then on to Loyola College. Camden Yards Press Box was renamed the Jim Henneman Press Box in his honor. April 27th of last year, Hall of Fame pitcher Jim Palmer delivered remarks. Jim Henneman was 89. Coming up in 30 minutes, more from Orioles general manager Mike Elias on the state of the Birds. And that is Stein on Sports.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
At 10:07, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Finally a dry day ahead of us with a mix of clouds and sun. Little breezy with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour and definitely still cool with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear and chilly tonight as lows dip back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 61 degrees in Essex, 59 in Owings Mills, and 59 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's Memorial Day weekend. Get out on the road, getting out of town. I hear traffic is going to get a little heavy in a couple hours. So if you got somewhere to be, go ahead and get going. But guess what? You can listen to WCBM the entire trip, okay? You don't even have to, you can listen to me the entire time, all right? And then after my show, of course, we got Rob Carson, and he's got a great show planned for you as well. We are going to talk about the Trump administration slapping Harvard University around. We are going to talk about that, but first, I want to talk about the big, beautiful bill. I had planned on talking about it in length yesterday, and then, of course, we were talking about the tragedy in D.C., but I do want to talk about it today because there are some people, even the Republican Party, that are not so happy about the big, beautiful bill. And I can understand why. I also want to go into the question of the day. If you haven't already, go to WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It kind of goes along with the Big Beautiful Bill. And that question is, should Andy Harris, Congressman Andy Harris in the 1st District here in Maryland, should he be primaried? That's the question. Should he be primaried? Right now, 59% of you say yes, 41% of you say no. I know there are many people that love Congressman Andy Harris, and there are some people that are saying, you know what? He did say that he was going to term limit himself, and he did just vote present on this big, beautiful bill. Now, with that present vote, here's the thing. If he were to vote no, I would kind of understand it. And I say that because this does continue to add debt, okay? The big, beautiful bill is big. I mean, let's be honest about this. It is big, all right? Now, I do have some sound here from our press secretary, Caroline Leavitt. I want you to hear just kind of the details here, and then we'll talk about it more.
Last night, Republicans in the House passed the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, the most significant piece of legislation in years. There were a lot of good faith negotiations in the Republican conference leading up to the final passage, but as always, President Trump came in at the end to bring all sides together and get this deal done. This One Big Beautiful Bill will implement President Trump's Make America Great Again agenda by delivering the largest tax cut in American history for middle-class families, the working class, and small businesses. The One Big Beautiful Bill fulfills President Trump's promises of no tax on tips, which was applauded today by the CEO of Uber, no tax on overtime, a Made in America auto tax break, Trump savings accounts for newborn babies, and substantial tax cuts for our amazing seniors' Social Security benefits. The One Big Beautiful Bill will permanently secure the border by delivering the largest border security investment in history, funding at least 1 million annual removals of illegal aliens to carry out the largest deportation campaign ever, finishing the Trump border wall, and giving pay raises and bonuses for our incredible ICE and Border Patrol agents. The One Big Beautiful Bill protects the Medicaid program and its benefits for the most vulnerable Americans that the program was designed for by kicking off 1.4 million illegal aliens from receiving benefits and implementing common sense work requirements for able-bodied Americans. The One Big Beautiful Bill also helps get our fiscal house in order by carrying out the largest deficit reduction in nearly 30 years with $1.6 trillion in mandatory savings. Every single Democrat in the House of Representatives who voted against all of these common sense and massively popular policies, the Democrat Party has never been more radical and out of touch with the needs of the American people. The One Big Beautiful Bill is the final missing piece toward ushering the golden age of America. The Senate should pass this as quickly as possible and send it to President Trump's desk for a final signature.
All right. And that was, again, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. She was, you know what, that was from yesterday, actually. She was there in the press briefing room. And a lot of people have noted that there's a lot of little things in this big, beautiful bill. Some of the ones that I think a lot of people did like, no tax on tips or overtime, the $175 billion for deportations and the wall. The tax relief for seniors, I saw that was in there, and then making his Trump's 2017 tax cuts permanent. I also heard giving the raises to Border Patrol agents and ICE. I like that. So there's a lot of little things in this bill that I know a lot of people do appreciate and they do like. And these are the things that President Trump ran on. So, you know, if you're wondering if I were on Capitol Hill today where I would have stood on this, I would have voted yes for the big, beautiful bill. Now, I understand what Congressman Thomas Massie is saying, and so is so are a few commentators. This doesn't reduce the debt in any way. With a careful look at it, you could say that it's going to add to the debt. Now, can we end up making some changes now that we're telling Apple and the car manufacturers and all this to come back over here? And, you know, how all this will work out years from now, I'm not an economist. I'm not going to pretend to be one. You know, we watch the market with our friend Tim Herb, you know, and we're trying to hopefully, and we're trusting within Trump and his administration that they're going to do, you know, the best they can do. I can say that gas prices are down. I can say the price of eggs and groceries are down. Are they down significantly? No. Is it going to happen overnight? No. And I wonder how much they're going to go down grocery-wise, how much they're going to go down to begin with. Because since, you know, these stores know that they can charge us the amount of money they've been charging us, and we still have been purchasing them, right? It's not like I'm going to stop buying eggs because the price of eggs went up. I know some people, you know, put their own chicken coops together out there outside their backyard. You know, one of my friends did that, Chris Palumbi in District 5 in Maryland. He's got his own chicken coop. And then sometimes he'll text me. He goes, "Hey, do you want any eggs?" I'm like, "You're not driving all the way down to Waldorf for eggs." I can't even cook. It's not that important. But, you know, I know that some people started doing their own thing because obviously prices were getting out of control. But this kind of goes along with the question of the day, which is whether or not Congressman Andy Harris should be primaried, because Congressman Andy Harris voted present on this, and he was the only one to vote present. Now, the Freedom Caucus on Capitol Hill did voice their concern. They did say that they didn't love it, but it's a start, and it is what it is, and this is what President Trump wants, and we want to be united on the Hill. And I understand their concerns. And I could have gave a floor speech saying, look, I have the same concerns. But when you're looking at this bill and you're looking at these small things, even though they're small things, these are things that Trump ran on. And this is why I supported him during his race. And I don't think he's doing a bad job. Now, if you want to weigh in on the question of the day or, you know, the fact that people are chatting and wondering if it's time to run somebody else in the first district there, I would love to hear from you. I wanted to read this to you, if I may. Then I'm going to read some text messages as well. And this is from Jordana Schifanelli. Just a little recap there. Jordana, she ran as lieutenant governor with Dan Cox on the ticket this last time around. Well, I guess it was 2022. But they ran. I thought they gave it the best shot that they could. They did win the primary. There were a lot of people that were not excited about Kelly Schultz. Because they thought it was just going to be Governor Larry Hogan all over again. And you know what? There are many Republicans that are not. They were not excited about Larry Hogan at that time. Now, how do they feel right now? I don't know. The last time I checked, there were people that were still not very excited. But I don't know. But this is what Ms. Schifanelli had to say on X. Here it is. Maryland State and Maryland Republicans need a major cleanup. Republicans of the Maryland Eastern Shore elected Congressman Andy Harris to be their voice in Congress. After, and I think she went back to correct this because she had 9 terms on here originally, but she said after 8 terms, or you could say 16 years, which is how long he's been there, she said, in Congress, we the people have no voice. Our congressman did not vote for the Big Beautiful Bill. Whether he likes the bill or not, it is not his duty to say. We the people are the ones who decide. It is our voice, and he needs to deliver, and he failed. Schifanelli says, the USA is a representative republic. We vote for each congressman by district, and he or she has to represent the people in his or her district. Senators in the Senate represent interests of the states. But the congressman represents interests of the people in their districts. Each congressional district has about 700,000 people in it. 215 Republican congressmen and women across the country voted yes for that bill. Of course, you had Thomas Massie from Kentucky who voted no. She says, this is again Jordana Schifanelli, she says he was open and honest about it, and he had the courage, conviction, and integrity to publicly express his opinion and his constituents' opinions as well. He was criticized by President Trump. He took the criticism openly. He stopped his ground, and we may not like it or we may agree, but it is his constituents who told him what they want. They sent thousands of dollars in donations and letters telling Congressman Massie how they wanted him to vote, and so that is what he did. You have Jordana Schifanelli also said all 35 members of the Congressional Freedom Caucus voted for the bill as well. And you can take a look at her response there on X. It goes on from there. I'm not going to read the entire thing. But what she's saying basically is he's been there for 16 years, 8 terms. I think when he originally ran, he said that he would do what? Was it 6 terms or maybe 4 terms? I got to go back and look. And so now people are commenting, of course, on this. And you have one person on here, Colin, says, I have been voting against him in the primaries and voted third party in the general since 2020. He is a joke to me in my district. So, again, and we read the comments that you guys wrote on the WCBM Facebook page. There's a lot of people weighing in. Ron in Baltimore says, Kim, Andy Harris is a coward, pure and simple. I expect nothing less from the king of the sternly worded letter. It would be dangerous to primary him in a corrupt state like Maryland, but his vote of present doesn't make a good case for keeping him. Again, that's Ron in Baltimore. It looks like I've got, I think you want to talk about this. Sean in Maryland. Hey, Sean.
Yeah, hey, Kim. Hey, Kim, how you doing?
Doing well.
Oh, good. Yeah, I want to make quick mention of Congressman Harris and talk about the bill. About 3 years, I mean, I like Congressman Harris. He's a good man. He has good values, et cetera, et cetera. A few years ago, he was on WCBM hosting a show, and he and his wife, and I called up and I said, Congressman, I think term limits would be a good idea. What do you think? And he thought, possibly they'd be a good idea. And I said, well, maybe, I mean, there are some good Republicans. And I mentioned Nino Mangione, that could replace you. Maybe you should think about stepping down. And he said, well, the problem is I know that, it's the typical political line. I know what's going on in Washington, and I'm very familiar with it, et cetera, et cetera. And what it said to me is, I'm never going to step down unless, I'm voted out. And that's pretty much the mindset of, I believe, all of the Congress people, men and women, and that's their mindset. They know what's going on, so they know best.
Right.
Except Trey Gowdy. He was man enough to step down when he felt he should.
Yeah.
So I'm, unfortunately, I'm kind of in favor of primarying him. He put up on Facebook that he voted to pass the bill. That's what he put up on his Facebook page.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
I called his office and I said, why does it, well, of course nobody answered and he hasn't returned my call and nobody's emailed me, but I said, why is it that you voted, you said you voted to pass the bill, but you abstained from voting. You chickened out. And nobody's returned my call, and I don't expect a return call. But as far as the bill goes, they've got this money going to wind farms and wind energy and I guess solar too, but my main concern is the wind farms. All these environmentalists think it's so great, but those wind farms, they're destroying the environment. For one thing, they're an eyesore.
Yeah.
For another thing, they're destroying any raptors. They have to get, every year, they have to get special permission from the government out west because they kill so many eagles.
Yeah, yeah.
They kill so many eagles that they have to get a waiver from the government every single year to operate.
Yeah, and John, I'm coming up on a break here, but you're making great points, I appreciate you weighing in.
And the waste is terrible. Anyway, I love you, Kim. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you so much, Sean. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you sharing. I did look it up. It says Congressman Andy Harris, when he ran for office, he said that he was pledging to voters that he would serve no more than 6 terms. He's on his 8th term now. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement, any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
The John Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
John Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about Congressman Andy Harris and, of course, the Big Beautiful Bill. As so many of you pointed out, the Big Beautiful Bill is so beautiful, but it is big. But a lot of you do believe that it had to pass to get some of what President Trump needs done. And I'm going to go back to the phone lines here. Of course, I'm going to read some of your text messages. I've got, looks like, Edward in Maryland. Edward, do you want to weigh in?
Yeah, hi, Kim. How are you today?
Good, good.
Okay, as far as Andy Harris, and he's not answering yes or no, there's only a couple reasons for that. Either he might lose a constituent if he votes one way or the other, or he's looking for attention. Term limits? What? We've been talking about this for generations.
Yeah.
Your term limits, absolutely. Absolutely. If our president can only put a maximum of 8 years, we have congressmen and senators and stuff that have been in there for 30, 40, 50 years. Yeah. And you think at the age of like 83, you're making smart decisions on complicated issues?
Yeah.
You bet. Term limits is... my dad said when I was young, and I was too young to realize what he was actually saying. He said, the problem with voting in America today is we keep voting people in and we neglect to vote people out.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you, Edward. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great weekend.
You do the same.
Thank you. And right now, of course, this is also our poll question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should Congressman Andy Harris be primary? Just so you know, 66% of you are saying yes. 34% of you are saying no. Bob from Hanover says, Kim, President Trump is my guy, but the Big Beautiful Bill comes with a $3.5 trillion addition to our deficit. I understand the plan. increased tax income from growing economy, tariffs, etc. But there's no guarantee those things will come to fruition. Yeah, Bob, that's how I feel about it, too. He goes on to say, I understand why Congressman Andy Harris is frustrated. If the Republicans can't reduce our deficit, do you think Democrats will? One day you're praising Harris, the next day you're suggesting a primary amount. That's what the Dems want. Love your show. Yeah, you know, I'm not suggesting that you look, I don't live in the first district. It's not up to me. Not up to me at all. And we do have just one member that is a Republican in the state of Maryland. Now, he also has over $1 million in his coffers. I mean, anybody that is deciding or wants to run against Congressman Andy Harris, they would have to come to the plate with a lot of money. Okay? He has the name recognition. So if somebody is considering primarying him, you've got to be very solid to do so, right? It's like one of those things, if you take your shot, you better not miss kind of deal. And a lot of times, we do agree with Congressman Andy Harris and how he votes. But to say present on the Big Beautiful Bill, I kind of feel the same way as former candidate for Lieutenant Governor Schifanelli. She's saying, look, at least Thomas Massie, at least he said no. At least he voted no. You know, you can respect that. All right, coming up next, I've got some more text messages to read on this. Looks like I got another caller that wants to weigh in on it. And then we'll continue moving from there. Like I said, we had so much stuff to talk about this week. We didn't get to it. Also, Kermit the Frog. If Kermit the Frog gave your commencement speech, how would you feel about that? Well, I'll tell you how I feel about it. Maybe you'll weigh in as well. All that and more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration is crossing swords with Harvard University again. The administration revoking the school's ability to enroll international students, and Harvard has filed a lawsuit against the administration. There was a vigil last evening outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C., where two Israeli embassy aides were fatally shot on Wednesday night. The gunman, who screamed "Free Palestine" upon his arrest, charged with murder among other charges, could face a death sentence if convicted. Small plane clipped a power line in heavy fog before crashing in a San Diego neighborhood yesterday, killing at least three people on board the plane. Stocks sharply lower this morning after President Trump threatened the European Union with tariffs of 50% on its imports. The Dow down 279 points, NASDAQ off 218. More details, srnnews.com.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Day sale at Rescue Natural Supplements, going on right now. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites, save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a Rescue product consultant. Or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial deals are going on right now through May 29th. So go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Soggy Fenway turns to partly sunny Fenway today and tonight as the Birds and Red Sox play two. Cade Povich for Baltimore at 1:35 as the Birds try to build on Wednesday's 8-4 win over Milwaukee. Meanwhile, here's more from Orioles general manager Mike Elias on his concerns about the team moving forward.
I am worried about getting this team back on track right now. I'm very disappointed with where we are in the standings right now. I mean, this is a big surprise to all of us that we're in the spot that we're in. I think you look at the preseason media predictions and things like that, projections, and there's nobody that saw this to this degree.
And a sad note to report, the Orioles releasing a statement this morning that Jim Henneman, past president of the Baseball Writers Association of America and one of the great writers in Baltimore sports history, has passed away. Jim began his career at the News American before joining the Baltimore Sun. He's covered the Birds for 7 decades, was the longtime official scorer for Baltimore, and the Camden Yards press box bears his name and will carry on his legacy. The great Jim Henneman was 89 years old. Coming up in 30 minutes, it'll be a special weekend for the first family of Baltimore lacrosse. And that is Stein on Sports.
Why do we refinance our homes?
to lower our mortgage payments, consolidate debt, and make life more affordable. Did you know a reverse mortgage is just another refinance? But this time, instead of lowering your payment, you're eliminating it. Stop making mortgage payments and put that money back in your pocket each month where it belongs. Call me, Mark McVeary, 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are finally taking a break from the rain today. Actually, a nice mix of sun and clouds this afternoon. Little breezy with winds gusting in from the west up to 20 miles an hour. And definitely still kind of cool with temperatures in the upper 60s. Mostly clear and turning chilly tonight as lows fall back into the upper 40s. We've got sunshine to kick off your holiday weekend tomorrow. Still breezy and cool with highs in the upper 60s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Stevie Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I've been driving trucks for a long time. Safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla Frosty flavors, they have some big news for you, announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, it's not a pretty conversation. It's not as beautiful as the bill, which isn't so beautiful, let's be honest. We got to be honest about it. But the question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, that is, should Congressman Andy Harris be primaried? Now, we are talking about this because even though you had Representative Thomas Massey vote no on the Big Beautiful Bill and every other Republican voted yes, you had Congressman Andy Harris that voted present. So we had our friend Sean call in. Right now, just so you guys know, 65% of you say yes, he should be primaried. 35% of you say no. As I mentioned before, I don't know how someone does that. He's wildly popular, but I do see some comments here. I went to the congressman's Facebook page because our caller, Sean, said that he posted that he actually voted for it. Here's what he said. He says, I voted to move the bill along in the process for the president. There is still a lot of work to be done in deficit reduction and ending waste, fraud, and abuse in the Medicaid program. So I guess he's saying his present vote really is just, you know, it was nothing that was going to hurt the chances of it passing. Now, you have to remember, this only passed by one vote. Okay. I've got Gary. Gary, do you want to weigh in?
Yes. I think we're asking the wrong question. The right question is, how do we get somebody so good like Andy Harris to run for office? And if you go back to the time when he originally ran for the Senate in Maryland, he was not a politician. He was a doctor.
Yeah.
And his senator voted with the Democrats on a pro-abortion bill. And it got him so upset that he decided that he would run for office to try to make a difference. And he did. And he won. And he stayed there in the Senate till a seat opened up. And then he moved to the Congress. And he's there right now because we have only a slim majority in the House. If you got rid of the Democrats in Maryland and put in their place Republicans and gave the Republicans a 20-vote majority in the House, Andy Harris, who has children and grandchildren, and I think great-grandchildren now, would retire. It wouldn't be long. So ask yourself the right question. How do we get somebody this good? Instead, my congressman is Steny Hoyer, and you talk about a guy who should retire, who can't do anything else but sit there in his seat and make trouble. Get rid of him first.
Yeah. You know, I supported his opponent, Chris Palumbi. And the last time around, you had Michelle Talkington. She was good as well. Thank you so much, Gary, for weighing in. I appreciate that. Thank you. Hope you have a great weekend. Look at that. Text message has already come in. He's right. We need more doctors. Yeah, look, the comments are piling up on the Facebook page. I'm almost certain there's no way that he hasn't seen the reaction from his constituents on this. I mean, you could just look at his Facebook post alone talking about that present vote. And he has over 731 comments on this post. There's a lot. There's a lot of people that are not very happy. There are people, obviously, this is why we're talking about it, says that he should be primaried. Some people were asking, how the heck do you plan on primarying somebody like Congressman Andy Harris? Somebody answered, well, we had redistricting, so Cecil and Harford County would just support his opponent. I don't know if that's enough. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if that's enough. And I will also say this. This is one vote of many to come. So, you know, watching and waiting and seeing, you know, whether or not, you know, he continues to make the same moves, I say then it's, you know, probably a different conversation. But the fact that we're having this conversation, I think, is good. Because this is not what people want. And when you're looking at the first district, Maryland's first district, you do. You have a lot of Trump supporters. And they voted for Trump's agenda, as many people are pointing out in the comment section. Let's see. We have some other texts coming in. And let's see. Fran says, Kim, can you look at a provision in the bill that takes AI control away from the states and puts it in the hands of the federal government? I'm not okay with that. Fran, you know what? We will go through this bill. Look, it's a big bill for sure. That's why I guess why they call it a big, beautiful bill. There's a lot here. There is a lot here. Let's see. Joe says, this bill adds $4 trillion to the national debt. That is true. Gives the richest people in the world a tax cut. Now, there's tax cuts for the middle class, too, there as well. I think, you know, the people that really talk about tax cuts that are straight up lying to our face is Governor Wes Moore. He's the best with it. He's the best. Oh, there's tax cuts. There's tax cuts for no one. For no one on the state of Maryland. And this is another piece of this, and we've talked about this before. No matter what happens on the federal level, we're still going to feel a lot of heat here in Maryland. Because unfortunately, the Maryland delegation, I will say the Democrats, voted to put many taxes and fees on us on the state level. And then, because of the terrible job that they did in trying to balance that budget, they now passed a lot of it down to each jurisdiction. So to the Baltimore County residents like myself, we're going to be paying even more. Okay? So no matter what happens on the federal level, unfortunately, if it's a good thing, we won't even know it. We won't even know it. This text goes on to say, has a provision that can defund courts that exercise their contempt power, limiting their judicial power and chipping away at our constitutional structure. I will go back, like I said, Joe, to Fran just now. I will go back and have to read, line item by line item. Of course, you could go on, and watch Fox News, CNN, or whatever, and they'll tell you little pieces of it. But unless you read it yourself, it's very hard to grasp what's going on. And then, you know what I will also say, a little disappointing on the Republican Party side of things. I thought we said that we were going to break some of these bills down. I thought we were all in agreement that some of these bills are way too big and way too complicated. And that's why a lot of pork was getting added in without us knowing. I thought we voted for that, too. So I don't know. I don't know where that is. All right. I did want to note a couple of different things that have been going on. In case you missed it, Kermit the Frog. Yes, Kermit the Frog gave the commencement speech at the University of Maryland. I don't know how the graduates felt about it. I tried to look at some of the videos. it looked to me like many of the graduates were just happy to graduate. It didn't look like they really cared. It didn't look like they cared. But I do wonder, did University of Maryland go this way? Because remember, previously they had Governor Wes Moore speak. I do wonder if they went this way because they just didn't want to get political. You know what I mean? I mean, Kermit the Frog, I guess Jim Henson, the creative Kermit the Frog, he went to University of Maryland. So they said that, it's kind of like bringing him back, I guess. And I can understand that. The speech that he gave, I didn't think it was fantastic. But, what do you expect from a frog? I don't know, you know. Like, you know, the fact that the frog could talk, I guess, is, you know, exceptional right there. But I noted this one piece where he says, don't try to get ahead and push people aside. Everything is, what did he say? It's best together when we all leap together. Kind of like, you know, don't push your way through. Just, you know, take your time. Everybody work together. I don't agree with that. It's like a little bit of like that equity situation. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you know, don't try to push your way through. So what are you saying? You don't want people to be leaders? It's better when we all leap together. Some people aren't going to leap, Kermit. You know this. Some frogs want to jump, some don't. Some want to, you know, jump a very short distance. Some are going to jump a very long distance. I thought that was interesting. I was like, well, wait a minute. That sounds like propaganda from a frog. I did bring this up also because Tim Walz, he gave a commencement speech of his own, and I thought, I listened to just a piece of it, but I have a smaller clip for you to listen to, because he turned it into, it's basically a political speech. The whole thing was a political speech. It wasn't uplifting. It wasn't motivating. It wasn't, you know, that whole your future's ahead of you and you can do anything you want and this is America. You know, it wasn't any of those things. And I was listening and I was thinking, wait a minute. So I have a clip here. And this is a clip that's been going viral online. But I have a clip here for you to listen to. Again, this is Tim Walz, who could have ended up being our vice president, by the way, had Kamala Harris won. But this is Tim Walz giving his commencement speech last weekend. Take a listen.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense, not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye, just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared. To be clear, there's no way for us to know whether they were actually criminals or not, because they refused to give them a trial. We're supposed to just take their word for it.
Now imagine graduating from law school and that's the commencement speech. That right there. That's the commencement speech and you're just sitting there like, wow. So that's what he said. And I thought, maybe this is why they went with Kermit the Frog. Maybe this is why. Because unfortunately, you know, I think that it is very hard for many people to not make some of these speeches political, because we are very divided and everything does have to do with politics. Now, this was at the University of Minnesota Law School, and this is 250 new lawyers that were graduating that were at that ceremony, and that's what he called, yes, President Trump Gestapo. And he says that the 20,000 federal employees that are Nazis. The whole thing was just craziness. And so, of course, there's lots of people talking about that. But I just wanted to put that on your plate because I thought, wow, you know what? After seeing that, I might say Kermit the Frog is a good choice. He's a good choice. Really, truly. Now, I did say earlier today, because I had my situation yesterday with the car. And I, you know what? Thank goodness that I didn't have a whole lot going on yesterday. I was supposed to leave here from the studio, and then I was going to be on Real America's Voice with Teddy Daniels, and I think his name is Mike Crispy, the host. Well, anyways, I'm driving down 695, and all the lights come on my car, and I'm like, oh my goodness, not now, because I was trying to get home to my home studio, and I was like, all right, I'll just do it there, you know? Didn't make it there, had to cancel last minute. They are not happy with me today, by the way. I don't even think they believe me. I think they believe I gave some story. And that's okay. That's okay. But I got some texts here because I did ask you, what should I do with the situation? I haven't looked at cars in 10 years. Wade says, Kim, you got to love Jones Junction. I just had an engine replaced at no charge. No charge? Wade, how did you get something like that? Wade, you're going to have to send some proof over with that, buddy. You can't just say things like that, Wade. Chris says, Kim, how about a Honda Pilot or a Nissan Pathfinder? All right, I will look that up. Hondas usually last pretty long, right? Nissan, I'm trying to think. Noah, the producer, Nissans, they're the ones being stolen, I think, right now, aren't they? They're easily stolen, you don't know? All right, so No, it might. I think Nissan's and I don't know. All right, I'll take a look at that, Chris. Look, I'm in Baltimore County on the not so nice side. I don't need anything stolen. Let's see. I got John. He says, look at the Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross and the Outlander. Mitsubishi builds a great vehicle, and they come with a fantastic warranty. You get a lot for the money. I will. You know what? I'll check that out. We got to also look at interest rates today, don't we? Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Jeremy says, can't buy a Toyota. I have two. They have the best reliability. Again, that's from Jeremy. Jeremy, and I noted that my rental car is a Toyota Corolla. And it's not that I don't like Toyotas, and it's not like I don't like Corollas. It's just that car is so small. And I'm used to the Buick Enclave with, like, the two rows in the back. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, driving. It feels like I'm driving a golf cart on the highway. So it's a little scary. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So now, like, the tractor trailers go by, and I'm thinking, man, do not swerve, please. Please don't swerve. Steve says, Kim, you need to call fellow WCBM host Dave Cerro for car advice. If you got 236,000 miles on your Buick, you've done very well. Yeah, it was at 263,000 miles. I know. And every time I would bring it in for an oil change, and they say, Kim, this is ridiculous. It's like, look, just change the oil. Go about your day. I didn't ask for your opinion. I didn't ask. And it was a 2015 Buick Enclave, white, right? So it's like, it still looked okay. Like, I'm hoping I get a call and they tell me that they can fix it. That's what I'm really hoping for. I don't want to buy a new car. I don't want to, but I love the fact you guys are sending these in, because I think I will have to honestly buy a new car. I really will. Well, thank you guys for sending that over. I got some others here that I'll read coming up in the show. So we talked about the big, beautiful bill. We talked about Kermit the Frog. I do want to talk about the Trump administration slapping Harvard around. We do have now photos. The Wisconsin judge, Judge Dugan, she was caught in 4K. Remember, she was arrested because we were told that she was assisting illegal immigrants hiding from ICE, or assisting them as ICE agents were looking for these illegal immigrants in her courtroom. Well, guess what? They have video of it. They have video of it. We had so many people saying, oh, how dare the Trump administration, how dare the FBI scoop up these judges? Well, guess what? They released the tape. And she, in fact, did help this illegal immigrant. We'll talk about that when we get back. And then also Congressman Glenn Ivey, he's the congressman in the 4th District in the state of Maryland. He has some other plans for Memorial Day weekend. And he's going, you won't believe this, he's going to El Salvador. We'll talk about that as well when we get back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about all kinds of things on this beautiful Friday. Again, happy Memorial Day weekend to all of you. Be safe out there, no matter what it is that you do. Please be safe. And as I mentioned, do not drink and drive. We got all these options out here. Okay, even if, you know what, you could probably call WCBM if you're in a pickle. Somebody might actually answer, right? And they'll talk you off the cliff and say, hey, just, you know, get Uber, get a Lyft. I got a text here from Lynn at Severna Park. Lynn says, happy Friday. I hear the Palisade is a very nice SUV. We know someone who has one and loves it. Happy Memorial Day weekend, Lynn. Thank you so much. I will check that out as well. Gosh, car shopping. You know, it's kind of like house hunting. It's like, you know, you need to do it. You're excited, you know, once you get it done, you'll be happy, I'm sure, about it. But it's like you don't even want to do it. You don't want to do it. All right. Like I mentioned before the break, the Wisconsin judge, Miss Judge Dugan, she was caught in 4K. And I say this because this woman was scooped up by police. And a lot of this came down from the Trump administration because we heard from Kash Patel and friends at the FBI office that there were judges across the country that decided that they were going to take the law into their own hands and they were going to help illegal immigrants. Yes, illegal immigrants evade ICE. Now, when all this first went down, there were many people that said, okay, well, you know what? If they actually did it, if they helped these people evade ICE, then they should be held accountable for it. And then there were some people that said, well, you know, when in the world did we start arresting judges? The Trump administration has gone too far. Well, guess what? They ended up dropping the tape. And this is from the New York Post. It says, Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan seen sneaking illegal immigrant out of the court after distracting ICE agents. And this is a video that has been dropped. Now, of course, she's in Milwaukee. And you can actually see her in this video. If you want to check it out, like I said, it's with the New York Post. You see her in this video come out of her courtroom. There is an illegal immigrant. I guess this guy is an illegal immigrant. And he is wanted by ICE. So there must be a detainer request on his file. Well, in the video, you can see someone, this must be some kind of clerk in her office. She's standing by the doorway, the clerk, with the illegal immigrant still in the courtroom, right? But she's peeking through the doorway. So there's multiple camera angles on this entire thing. And then you have the judge, Hannah Dugan. She goes into the hallway because there's two ICE agents sitting on a bench there outside her courtroom waiting for this migrant to come out of the courtroom. So she's standing there along with someone else from her, I guess, office. And they're standing there talking to the ICE agents. Well, while they're standing there, they are clearly blocking the ICE agents' view of this door where this illegal immigrant and one of her clerks are there standing waiting to see if the coast is clear. It literally looks like some kids trying to sneak out of the house or something when mom said you're grounded. That's what it looks like. So they're standing there, the judge and whoever else this is with her office, they're standing there and they're blocking the view. And then you can see, because they even have steel shots on this, you can see this illegal immigrant. His name is Flores Luis, apparently. He allegedly re-entered the U.S. illegally after being deported once already in 2013. That's the guy that we're talking about. Well, they're standing there, and they're blocking the view. The clerk in her courtroom then opens the door, like a little crack in the door, and the guy, Flores Luis, he runs down the hallway, but he doesn't run, because he doesn't want too much attention. He goes down the hallway, but you can see where he's, like, skedaddling. You know what I mean? He's skedaddling. Like, his legs, you know, because he's kind of a heavy guy, but his legs are skedaddling. Well, anyways, he gets down there and he gets out. And then as the ICE agents are still sitting there, the judge says goodbye, whatever, what have you. And then she and that other clerk that was outside in the hallway with her, they then go back into the courtroom. Well, the ICE agents are still sitting there and they're sitting there on that bench and they're still sitting there. And they're all thinking, when is this guy going to come out of here? And then by the time they realize that he was no longer in the courtroom and he was gone, They then began to get suspicious that Judge Dugan was behind his escape. And so this woman, I would bet in a federal court, they're most likely going to give her some time. Could you imagine if this judge ended up sitting time behind bars behind this? And I guarantee you, this is not the only illegal immigrant she's done this for. And I think that's why they're going after her and making an example out of her. We have people in our own system working against our best interest. We see it on a daily basis at this point, right? All right, coming up next, if you want to weigh in on that story, you definitely can. We're also going to talk about some stories that are here at home and, of course, Harvard University.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.